And welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Mouse Chatters Steve, Chris, Lauren, and I also have...
You're so excited.
I also have two of our listeners joining us. We have Jesse and Mandy. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Oh, come on.
That was good. Better than my hello.
Hi.
Hi!
That's what you do! All right.
Very
Thank
nice.
You, Jesse. Okay, so what we're going to talk about real quickly, well, I say that every time and it never ends up that way, but we got the opportunity to see the new parade today. Magic Kingdom has a new parade. Pop quiz, what's it called?
Festival of Fantasy.
Everyone but the one I'm looking at.
I knew that was my answer. Do you know that everything is like fantasy now? The ship is fantasy, new Fantasyland, Festival of Fantasy.
Wow.
What's the deal with that?
Well, new Fantasyland, not a whole lot you can do with that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Never mind. Okay, it's still a conspiracy to, I don't know.
Fantasyland 2.0.
I don't know. All right, so anyway, we're going to talk about Festival of Fantasy Parade, and we got to see that today. We had good spots. Whoever was in charge of that.
We did.
Kudos.
Yvette.
Yeah, Yvette.
Excuse me.
Turn off these.
Reply with a message. I'm on the phone. Okay. We got to see the new parade today, and we had some pretty good spots. We were right over by the Hall of Presidents in Liberty Square, and the parade is going to go from Frontierland through Liberty Square and then off toward the castle and Main Street. So that's that particular direction.
Yeah, we're a good spot. Because we could see the parade coming at you, then it would turn right there.
So it had a close view.
Yeah, you can get a head-on shot, and then the turn.
It was a good spot.
It was a good spot, and I liked that it had a lot of different things.
It certainly did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love the dragon.
It's funny. Yeah. The dragon was awesome.
I love the dragon.
But I think one thing that we all kind of noticed is that it had a lot of pretty people in it.
It did. Girls, the Flynn Rider, did we not discuss this?
He was hot.
He looked just like Flynn Rider, only not cartoon.
Yeah.
He did.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was gorgeous.
I was just happy that the prince
Did you
from
find him hot?
Me? We're not going there. The prince from Sleeping Beauty, whose name always leaves me.
Phillip. He was ginormous.
Phillip. He didn't have a bad hairpiece, which made me very happy.
And he was very tall,
but
too.
He bowed to Sophie, too.
Yes, he bowed to my daughter.
Yeah,
which
there was no Aurora.
Aurora is not in that parade.
They play her song.
But she's not there.
You know what? She may have been
her
sick.
Dress
Wait.
On the other side of Cinderella is her pink dress.
But she's not there.
I wish.
You know what, though? She is, I think, in the parade. Because I think I saw pictures. She's not?
No.
We saw a shortened parade anyway because one of the floats was missing.
The Dumbo float and Pinocchio float. It's two in one.
I sort of felt like I felt like the costumes were fantastic. Like I said to you, I'm like, they're really bringing it with the costumes. The costumes were ornate and they were beautiful. And the fabric even looked like quality fabric. You know, sometimes those costumes in the parades, they look like the fabric looks really cheap. So I was really happy with the costumes, even though they were kind of, they certainly were extremely ornate and maybe a little overdone, but they were beautiful.
They had definite intrigue. They had a lot of visual interest to them.
Yeah.
I think you could
a
see
lot
that
of colors
again and again and pick out new things.
You could.
You probably could, although I won't see it more than... I won't
You're
go
done.
Out of my way to see it. I'm a one-and-done kind of person. It was a great parade, and if you like parades, it's beautiful. But
I thought it was fabulous. And I say they had pretty people, and by that, I mean I've seen some bad face characters...
Yes, they look nothing. Even the Ariel, which a lot of times Ariel does not look
she
anything.
She was good.
Yes, she doesn't look anything like Ariel. This Ariel looked very much like the princess. And so did Belle.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Brave, Merida.
Yes.
Merida was good. She had a good hairpiece.
Yeah, that looked really
and
heavy.
Her face and their actions, and they all seemed to have positive attitudes. I was impressed with all the people.
It's like it's like they said, let's put our top people in this parade because we know everyone's going to be watching it. Whereas 5 years now, it's gonna be like the old one where they're like, oh yeah, whatever.
Yeah, la la, happy day.
We've seen this 100 times, but I thought it looked really good.
More importantly, Anna and Elsa were in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God, the kids went crazy.
Yeah, they did. And Anna looked so cute, and then Elsa. The hair thing.
Yeah, Elsa didn't look right to me. She was the one that really...
You know, she almost had a touch of Cruella de Vil with the hair
Her
thing.
Hair was too big, I think. It needed to be, like, more braided.
More human-like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From one side, the side with the braid, she looks normal, but the other side, it's just messed up. It doesn't look right at all.
That's a beautiful parade. I mean, I can't imagine anyone, like, comparing that to the old 3 o'clock parade. Kind of like, wow, this is night and day.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
it really is.
And, you know, you think, okay, Disney's got a new parade in the Magic Kingdom. They're just going to have characters down the street. But this was new and fresh.
Yeah, it's unique.
They did a good job.
It's something that makes you stop and look.
It definitely does.
What did they
have
the fairies from Sleeping Beauty? What were they on? They were like
they were rolling.
I think it's some kind of like,
it was like Segway
almost.
Yeah.
But it had four wheels, I noticed this
Who's
time.
Who's driving it? They are?
I don't know.
They have
some of
their
control with
their
feet.
You could drive a Segway without your hands.
Yeah,
I don't know about you, but I crashed with using my hands.
Did you really?
A couple times.
Yeah, I would imagine if you're really good at it, you could drive without your hands.
I don't know if that's something they could do safety-wise.
I wonder if they control it.
I've been wondering how they do that.
So that's the worst job you could get, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, one false move and you're into the crowd.
Well, and one
you know
of
what?
Them
maybe they have like dwarves under their dress,
running.
Like a couple little running dwarves on roller skates.
That could be it. Steve.
Oh, maybe
that's
because we saw all
Segways?
Seven dwarves, and I thought it was adorable that they did the double
yeah.
the double stack.
Dopey
yeah.
on top
Dopey.
Of Sneezy.
Yeah.
See, I don't like that part. That looks weird.
But it's from the movie, and it was great when Snow White danced with them.
That was cute.
I love the dance that the Lost Boys do.
Yeah.
They do a really good dance.
And I like the brave ones, too. The dancers
yeah.
are kind of brave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought they were really good,
they
too.
Were good,
too.
They do a little jig or something.
It's very good. It's very unique.
Yeah.
Everyone
there
seemed
were a lot of
really
good.
Perky and happy to be there.
Well, the dragon,
new.
Though.
They're
holy
excited.
Cow, those rose thorn, what are those? The thickest
the vines.
Thorn creatures.
Yeah, the thorn creatures.
It's scary. I thought it was scary looking. If
those
I was a little kid,
awesome.
I would have been a little freaked out.
Yeah.
It was huge and ugly and metal. And ugh.
No, not just the dragon, which was incredible.
Right.
But the people that were in the thorns. The thorn
yeah.
outfits.
Yeah.
Do you
ravens.
Know,
the
yeah.
ravens
do you know
are
what
cool.
you'd have to do, though? You'd have to see it a few times and figure out where on the music the dragon blows out fire. Because in the minute or so he was in front of us, we only did it one time. And you could kind of tell when it was going to happen because the music kind of soared
head
in.
Went
and his head went up
away from, the crowd. Away from the crowd.
Yeah, because
yeah.
if you wanted to get that picture, like I kept seeing
I
that picture
it.
And you got it. I kept seeing that picture over and over and over on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm like, oh, that'll be easy to get. I totally missed it. So
I'll send it to you.
I think
yeah.
he does
you.
About every 30 feet or something like that.
Okay.
30 feet. You've got it down to 30 feet.
I do.
Did you measure it?
I saw it was
it
was just beyond
a
trash can.
I did see it two times. I saw
true.
Him
yeah.
blow fire down a ways and then when he was
like
in front
right
of us.
In front of like Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we were definitely fortunate to see it. You know, everyone's talking about it. It was awesome.
It's worth the hype. It's
yeah.
good.
What's cool about that scene, and it was difficult to see from the angle we were at with the float right before that,
mm-hmm.
but it's all synchronized where Prince Philip is, like, trying to fight through all
oh,
the
yeah.
vines.
He does, like, a battle
and the ravens
thing.
Trying to get to Maleficent. So that's really cool. That's something
see,
you got
to
see.
See, that's why
I
would have to
that.
See it again, because I didn't pick up on that.
No, me neither.
There was so much going on.
Yeah.
I don't think they do it in the... They do it on the straightaway, because I was at Main Street, and they did it when it was, like, straight, where they can all, like, go in one line, instead of, like, turning a corner.
They got their money's worth out of this parade. You know, some things
it
they've done recently... Magic Bands, Fast Plus, you think, boy, they didn't get their money's worth out of it. They got their money's worth out of that.
That's a whole other
though.
Show.
Yes. Because Lauren and I, just a preview, Lauren and I are very angry about Fast Plus.
And Mickey.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, shall we?
Yes, what the heck.
All right, so we have a group of 11 people that are going through the parks. And we actually had a Fast Pass reservation to see the new Talking Mickey on Main Street. And
which was my only request.
Okay.
I remember.
I want that noted.
All right, so
she
Lauren's
never asks
only
for
request.
Anything.
She doesn't. Just cupcakes, wine, you know.
Comfortable place to sleep, a shower.
Yeah.
Occasionally deodorant.
I don't ask for much.
No.
Extra
I really
towels.
Don't.
She's,
extra
you know
towels,
Lauren,
robes.
Quietly.
Laura, I always tell Lauren, Lauren's always like, oh, I'm easy. I'm like, you are quietly
like high
maintenance. It's very subtle.
But it's there.
I'm nice about it.
Okay, hello.
Okay.
Talking Mickey.
Okay, so
I'm upset about that.
That's what we're getting to.
Oh, okay, good.
So she, we all went to see Talking Mickey because I don't think any of us have experienced it.
Oh, no. Jesse and I have, and there's a picture of me looking really angry because
I'll send you the picture, Steve. You can post it.
I hated it. No, don't. Okay. A grimace thing.
Okay, so we, some of us hadn't seen Talking Mickey. And we went specifically for this. We used a fast pass, and that's a big deal when you're in the Magic Kingdom to use a fast pass to see Mickey.
Yep. You only get three.
Yeah.
Right. So we went, and Mickey wasn't saying a whole lot. And I said, so is Mickey talking today? And the cast member, the handler, said, kind of telling me about the little ears that were around. And I said, you know, it's a fact that Mickey talks now, and... Right. I'm asking about it, and if he's sick, you can tell me he's sick. That's fine. But apparently we did not have a Talking Mickey.
Which is cheesy.
Oh, but
no pun intended.
All right, Sharpie. Miss you, Sharpie.
So did we just not have one? Did we get, like, the...
We got the dud mouse.
Did we get the room that had the backup Mickey versus... Or did they just stop doing them?
I feel like they saw us and they're like, ooh, no.
Did you notice when you went down that long hallway, there were all these doors, and we're not supposed to see in there, but as we're leaving, the other room was opening up, so you could see that, like, everyone else is having the same experience.
That's not good.
Well, yeah. No, you could just see a blue wall, though, because I looked in.
No, because I couldn't see.
You could see Mickey.
Steve was looking in the window above the door.
You could see the rest of the room.
Yeah, you can see the room. You can see the room, but you just can't see Mickey.
Oh, but you know what's going on.
I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was... Sure. What?
They were probably getting the Talking Mickey.
That's what I was wondering. If they got rid of Talking Mickey, or did they, or did we just get the wrong room?
What's behind door number three?
Yeah, we should have asked for door number three.
Maybe they got rid of it because it's creepy.
It could be.
Because when Jesse and I did it, it was like, hey, how are you? And you'd be like, I'm from Atlanta or wherever. And it wasn't in sync, really. It was kind of weird.
It was odd, but it was also kind of new at the same time.
Right.
I don't know if they were working
out
kinks.
Apparently now it's not working at all.
I know.
Well, it was, just from November. So, what?
Well, that's a while.
They better get their stuff together, and by August, they better have Talking Mickey. And I better not have to use a fast pass for
it. I cannot believe that you care about Talking Mickey.
I want to hear it.
A lot of things came out this trip, like the fact that I hate... Like yesterday, and Will.
So his eyes move and his mouth
moves.
Chris
is talking.
I don't know. I'm still talking about talking.
I don't know.
Mickey.
I haven't seen it yet.
And he.
And his eyes blink. And
yes,
it does.
Ooh.
His voice is delayed though.
Huh.
A little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
A lot of things came out this weekend. Like we went to Hollywood and Vine yesterday, and I was like, I hate character meals. Because there's all this food in front of me, and I can't eat it, and my kids aren't eating, and there's people bothering me.
Well, you just don't like to be distracted when there's food.
No, not really. There was all that food. It was like, and the food was good. Anyway,
yeah.
That's beside the point.
It's hard to get a good value out of a character meal.
No, and you don't like them either. Admit it.
It's tough.
I don't like them, Chris.
Well, I don't like because you're spending all that money, and then Brooke and Amber are like looking around
that's
and they're eating like nothing,
doing.
And then they're hungry later.
I don't know. Amber ate good yesterday.
Yeah, the only way to do a character dining is on the dining plan.
Yes.
Especially if you've got those kids that are under nine and under.
Right.
Yeah,
holy cow. That is such a deal. Dining plan, kids under nine, under 10.
Should we
do it every
Hollywood
time?
Vine so we can have some continuity to this podcast?
I just want
to
say.
Yeah, we are kind of talking about it.
I'm a grown adult.
I know, barely.
I'm a man child.
Yes.
And I love character meals, but I don't have kids either. But I love to go and do it. Kind of with my friends or whatever.
Do you get distracted and not eat?
Heck no.
So I could see Jesse getting distracted.
Let's review Hollywood and Vine real quick.
I would only do it for breakfast.
Okay, so we went to Hollywood and Vine for breakfast, and the breakfast itself, quite a spread.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
She's tasting it again.
No.
No CMs.
That was yum. Okay.
There were no bugs on the buffet.
But there's bugs in my mouth now. So quite a spread. They've got your fruits. You've got your hot cereals, cold cereals, waffles, pancakes. They've got an omelet station, scrambled eggs, all your bacon, sausage, ham. Just your usual good spread. Some potato-y things and some, what else? a breakfast buffet. Use your imagination.
Yeah.
So
it was good.
Yeah, and then we had four characters. We had two girls. We had Sophia.
Jake never came.
We had Sophia and we had Doc McStuffins, and then there's Jake from the Neverland Pirates, and then
Handy Manny.
Yes.
No one cares about now. They need to rotate him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, they do. And we did have trouble connecting with Jake. Either we're told that we must have been at the buffet when he came by, but
I got pictures with him.
Well, in the end.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah, but we had to wait an extra 15 minutes for him to come around again when we were done and ready to go. But, you know, I can't imagine that no one was at our table when Jake came around, so.
Yeah. I will say I thought the food was good. We were not in the best location. We were right by the door.
Yeah.
My kids were so distracted. But Thomas will usually eat, like, all the bacon on Disney property. And he barely ate anything. So for me, it's a terrible waste unless you're on the dining plan and you're using those credits because you're, you know.
Yeah, but you still bought the dining plan.
Right. Unless you got it for free.
Okay. Yeah. It's not September, though. But having the kids, the ages they are,
yeah,
you can't beat it. And just to make up for it, I did my share to eat as much as I could. I went above and beyond just to make up for that difference.
I thought everything tasted really good. I always crab about it and I joke, but I just don't like character meals. I just don't like, there's so much going on.
Scrambling, disrupting your meal every 10 minutes for a new character.
Even less, you know, some of them, like when you go to Cinderella's Royal Table, it's one after the other.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because there's too many characters?
No, I just don't. Yeah, I don't know.
We got there early. So
well, y'all
we got to
there
see
early.
Well, we got
so
there at opening.
So we saw some of the characters twice and it was pretty empty when we got there. So it was nice. So we got to get to the buffet, we got our food, we got to see the characters, and we got to be like the first people in the park, so I got some photos of the park while it was empty.
Yeah, if you're gonna do a character breakfast,
so that
it
was
is
a plus.
It is beneficial to do one of the earliest times that you can. If you've got the gumption to get out of bed and get yourself there, you're going to have issues with transportation, but if you've got your own car, for goodness sake, or if it's in the
but
resort
you
that you're staying
keys.
In. Yes, don't forget the car keys.
Car keys help. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's... You get the park empty. It's photo op city. It's incredible. So, is there anything else that we want to throw into this one since we're throwing everything in?
It was an awesome trip.
Yachtsman
was good. We should save that and do a separate one.
Okay, we'll do Yachtsman later. You can stay tuned for that one. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. If you like our shows, you can download them at iTunes, or you can go over to mousechat.net and download them there. If you've got any questions for us or comments, you can send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thank you for joining us. We hope you join us again next time on Mouse Chat. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I can't say bye anyway. Okay.